Midnight Fighter. Cassie Blake was an eight-year-old girl. She had long black hair, which reached her shoulders, and the bonniest smile that any face ever wore. Cassie was a brave girl, who'd spent a great deal of time in and out of hospital since her birth. Although she'd lived with pain for many years, not once did she complain. Her parents loved her dearly. She'd been born with cerebral palsy, which made it very difficult to use one side of her body. One of her hands was always curled up, and she couldn't make her left foot walk straight. Cassie lived with her parents at Blake Cottage, on the edge of Marfield Village. Her father worked as a gardener, and her mum was a teacher at a local school. Blake Cottage was a lovely place to live, especially if you loved the fields and countryside like Cassie did. The cottage was situated at the side of a stream, near to a meadow. It could be a bit lonely in the winter months, especially if it got snowed in. The nearest house to it was Calder Farm, beyond the meadow about 2 miles away. Often, after school had ended for the day, Cassie would take a picnic tea out to the meadow, where she would peacefully eat it, surrounded by all the woodland life. Walking 1 mile to the meadow wasn't easy for Cassie, as the long field grass and the unevenness of the ground made it very difficult for her to move without pain. Sometimes Cassie found it easier to drag her damaged foot behind her as she walked, instead of lifting it up. However difficult the walk to the meadow proved to be, Cassie always found the journey worthwhile. She always put 3 sugar lumps in her pocket before she set off, to give to her special friend, Sides Lady. Sides Lady and Cassie had been special friends for the past 6 months. She was a beautiful American quarter mare, whose owner lived at Calder Farm. During the summer months, Sides Lady would be grazed in the pasture field near the meadow. As Cassie approached the meadow, the mare would trot towards the dry stone boundary wall, poke her head over the top of it, and wait for Cassie to give her a loving pat and her sugar treat. This daily walk to the meadow and the sugar lump treat had now become a special routine for both Cassie and Sides Lady. Cassie loved to watch the mare race around the field chasing flies. Sides Lady pranced and ran majestically, with all the freedom and grace of movement that Cassie would never have. 2 fields beyond where Sides Lady grazed was an even bigger, stronger and faster horse called Whackabuck War Hero. He was a 3-year-old quarter stallion who liked Sides Lady so much that he was always trying to get into her field to chase her around. Because he was always pestering Sides Lady, their owner decided to separate the two horses. Whackabuck War Hero didn't like being separated from Sides Lady one little bit, although she didn't mind as much, so long as they could be together sometimes. Once Cassie had found out that Sides Lady and Whackabuck War Hero were quarter horses, she made a special visit to the library to find out more about the breed. She was very curious to know how any horse so big could be called a quarter. When Cassie asked the librarian, "Where did the other 3 quarters go to?" the librarian laughed and then showed Cassie a book called Racing Horses. Cassie was told that quarter horses are some of the fastest and strongest of all horses. "They get their name from being able to run a quarter of a mile faster than any other breed of horse," said the librarian. Cassie also found out that quarter horses also made ideal jumpers and could run fast over rough ground. On the days when Cassie was unable to get to the meadow, Sides Lady would become very frisky. At night, when her owner would come to stable her, she would sense that something was wrong with her mare without knowing what it was. "I bet Whackabuck has been pestering you again, hasn't he?" said the owner, looking across at her stallion disapprovingly. Each night before going to sleep, Cassie would think about her special friend, and Sides Lady would think about tomorrow's sugar lumps. One day at school, Cassie fell down in the playground. She tried to get up again once she got her puff back, but couldn't move. The pain in her damaged foot, which she twisted badly, shot up her leg and brought tears to her eyes. Cassie was then taken to hospital in an ambulance, and after a lengthy examination by a specialist, she was told that she would have to stay in hospital for a long time. 8 weeks passed by before Cassie was well enough to leave the hospital and return home to Blake Cottage. She hadn't been home for more than half an hour before she took 3 sugar lumps and told her parents that she was going to walk to the meadow to see her special friend. Her mother tried to talk Cassie out of the idea of walking so far on her first day out of hospital. But it was no good. Cassie was eager to see Sides Lady.
"I don't know," said Cassie's mum, shaking her head sideways. "You and that horse, you'll be wanting to bring it home to sleep with you next."
"Don't go putting ideas into the girl's head," said Cassie's dad, as his daughter smilingly took 3 sugar lumps and set off towards the meadow. As Cassie neared the field where Sides Lady grazed, she quickened her pace, eager to see her special friend. She approached the dry stone boundary wall out of breath and looked around the field for her friend. The field was empty, and Sides Lady was nowhere to be seen. Wackabuck War Hero was in his usual spot, 2 fields beyond, but Cassie was unable to climb the wall to see him. When Cassie eventually got back home, she looked tired and very disappointed. The next morning, immediately after breakfast, Cassie placed 3 sugar lumps in her hand and set off towards the meadow again. Once again, Cassie walked the long journey, only to find an empty field and no Sides Lady in sight. When she got back home, she looked tired and very sad. During the next week, Cassie walked to the meadow every day with 3 sugar lumps in her pocket. And every day she returned home with them. She was now becoming quite anxious about Sides Lady and began to wonder what could have happened to her. When Cassie began to get depressed because she didn't know what had happened to her special friend, her parents also started to become worried. Her dad promised that he would visit Calder Farm the next morning to talk to the owner, Miss Bennett Barker. Cassie couldn't settle down, however, and she eventually persuaded her dad to travel out to Calder Farm that night before it became too dark. It was quite late when Cassie's dad returned to Blake Cottage. Although Cassie had been in bed for some time, she was still wide awake. She couldn't possibly go to sleep until she'd found out what had happened to Sides Lady. Cassie rushed out of her bedroom and into the kitchen, where she could hear her parents talking. As she opened the door, her parents stopped talking and gave each other one of those bad news looks.
"What's wrong?" asked Cassie anxiously. "What's happened to Sides Lady? Please tell me."
Cassie's mum looked towards Cassie's dad and said,
"You'd better tell her, Edward. She'll have to know sometime, and now's as good a time as any."
Cassie sat down, eager to hear what her dad had to say, but also frightened at what it might be. Cassie's dad approached her, and gently placing his arm around her shoulder, said in a serious voice,
"I'm afraid it's bad news."
Her dad went on to tell Cassie that while she'd been in hospital, Sides Lady had given birth to 2 foals.
"But that's not bad news, Dad,"
replied an astonished and puzzled-looking Cassie.
"I'm afraid it is," said her dad. "You see, Cassie, it's very rare and very dangerous for foals to be born in 2s.
Cassie's dad told her that one of the 2 foals had been born dead, and that the other foal was very weak, couldn't stand up, and might also die. Sides Lady, Cassie was told, was also very poorly, with an illness called laminitis. By the time Cassie went back to bed, she was far too worried to sleep a wink. She knew that Sides Lady had lost all of her foal milk before the birth of the foals. Cassie had also been told
that the mare still didn't have any milk inside her to feed the foal. And even if she had, it would have been too weak to suck it. Sides Lady's owner had told Cassie's dad that the vet had wanted to put the foal to sleep once he'd found out that it had a damaged foot with a short ankle bone and a twisted fetlock. The owner of Sides Lady couldn't bear to part with the foal, though, without giving it every chance to live. Next morning, Cassie asked her dad more questions that she'd thought of as she lay awake the previous night.
"What has to be done to keep the foal alive, Dad?" asked Cassie.
Her dad said, "As far as I can understand, it will have to be bottle-fed on powdered milk every hour for the next 4 weeks and kept very warm." Cassie then asked,
"And if the foal lives, will it ever be able to run and jump like its mother and like other quarter horses?"
"Oh, I'm afraid not," said Cassie's dad. "Another big problem is that the owner of Sides Lady lives alone and cannot possibly stay awake for 24 hours every day and night to run Calder Farm and to feed the foal every hour throughout the night. So you see, dear, it doesn't look very hopeful at all." Cassie began to cry in her father's arms as she realized the full extent of the bad news. Before long, both her dad and her mum were crying as well. After breakfast, her dad agreed to take Cassie out to Calder Farm, where they would ask the owner of Sides Lady if she could see her special friend and the new foal. Cassie had never met the owner, Miss Bennett Barker, before, but once she told her about her special friendship with Sides Lady, she was given permission to visit the mare's stable. Cassie's dad and Miss Bennett Barker talked inside the farmhouse, while Cassie went towards the stable alone. Cassie opened the stable door gently and quietly entered. Inside, Sides Lady lay on the straw-covered floor, looking very weak, with half-closed eyes. She lay completely still. Cassie approached Sides Lady and lay down beside her, breathing air into the mare's nostrils. And as she did so, she gently pressed a sugar lump into the horse's mouth. Sides Lady recognized the smell of her friend, opened her eyes a bit wider, and tried unsuccessfully to stand up. For the next hour and a half, Cassie stroked her companion with pats of love and gave her lots of horsey kisses by blowing warm air up her nostrils as both of them lay side by side in the warm stable straw. 1.5 hours later, Miss Bennett Barker and Cassie's dad heard the stable door open, and her dad got up to go.
"Listen to that," said Miss Bennett Barker, as she moved towards the kitchen window to look out into the courtyard beyond.
She had heard the footsteps of Sides Lady walking slowly around the yard, and sure enough, there she was, being led around by Cassie.
"Well, I never," Miss Bennett Barker said. "Fancy that. Young Cassie's been able to accomplish what the local vet couldn't do. Well, I never would have believed it," she said, looking towards Cassie's dad.
"Can I see the foal now, please, Miss Bennett Barker?" Cassie asked.
Cassie was then led towards another stable, which looked empty. At the back of the stable, protected from the draught and covered with 3 blankets, was the foal, lying very still in the straw, with each of his 4 legs heavily bandaged. Miss Bennett Barker quietly approached the poorly foal and said,
"There, fellow, let's give you a drop of milk to keep your strength up."
Cassie watched as the owner took 1 of the 6 baby bottles from a shelf and mixed the powdered milk inside it with warm water. Then, very carefully, she placed 1 arm around the foal's neck and bottle-fed it like a baby, while she continued to talk to Cassie and her dad.
"What do you call him?" Cassie asked.
Miss Bennet Barker told Cassie that she hadn't given the foal a name because it might die.
The poor little fellow's not expected to live out the week, she said, as there's nobody to feed him throughout the night.
Cassie asked Miss Bennet Barker if she could be allowed to finish off feeding the foal while her dad and Miss Bennet Barker continued their talk inside the house. The owner agreed, after she'd shown Cassie exactly what to do. Before the time came for Cassie and her dad to return to Blake Cottage, Cassie had learnt that Wackabuck War Hero was the foal's father. Miss Bennet Barker thanked Cassie for having been able to get Sides Lady up on her feet again, and invited Cassie to visit Calder Farm again any time she wanted to. Cassie looked at Miss Bennet Barker with surprise and said, "Any time I want to." And the owner smilingly replied,
"Yes, any time at all, any time at all."
That night, as Cassie's parents and Miss Bennet Barker slept soundly in their beds, the shadow of a young girl with a torch in her hand could be seen walking across the moonlit fields beyond the meadow towards Calder Farm. Cassie had made her mind up that she would give the foal its nighttime bottle feeds. The owner had already shown Cassie what to do, and she'd made a point of remembering everything exactly. How to mix the powdered milk with exactly the right temperature of warm water, how to hold the foal still while it was being fed, how to keep it still, and how not to hurry it while it was feeding. Also, Cassie didn't feel as if she was trespassing on Miss Bennet Barker's property, because she'd been specifically invited by the owner to visit Calder Farm again, any time she wanted to. And Cassie wanted to now. Cassie knew that the school holidays had started, and she would have almost 6 weeks to feed the foal before the summer holidays ended. If the foal died, then she would be sad, but at least she would have given it a fighting chance to survive. Cassie felt a bit uneasy, though, about sneaking out of the house at night without her parents' permission. She knew, however, that had she asked their permission, they probably wouldn't have let her go. It was very important, however, that they knew exactly where she was if either of them checked her bedroom during the middle of the night and found her gone. Poor Cassie knew she was doing wrong, but she didn't want the foal to die. She decided to save the foal's life first, and then tell her parents. The 2 mile walk to Calder Farm across the fields tired Cassie out and made her breathless. As she quietly entered the foal stable, she was surprised to find both mare and foal together inside. Miss Bennet Barker had decided to put Sides Lady and the foal back together again, now that the mare was growing stronger. The foal looked very weak as it rested in the surrounding straw with its head on soft shredded paper. Even straw was too harsh to act as a pillow, as it made the foal's neck itch. Cassie knew that it was very important for the foal to lie as still as possible and to preserve what little strength it had. For the next 6 hours, Cassie lay beneath the 3 old blankets with the foal, nursing it and snuggling up close to keep it warm. She fed the foal 6 times, mixing the bottle feeds exactly as Miss Bennet Barker had done, from a flask of warm water she'd brought with her from Blake Cottage. When all 6 feeds were completed, Cassie carefully rinsed out all 6 baby bottles and refilled them with the same amount of dry powdered milk they'd previously held, from a large container nearby marked powdered milk. She didn't want anyone to guess that she'd been there, until she wanted them to know. The foal couldn't drink too much milk and sipped it very slowly. It took Cassie 30 minutes each feed to coax the foal to drink 30 bottlefuls. After each feed, Cassie would only get 30 minutes rest before she had to start the next one. While there was no time for Cassie to sleep on the job, lying alongside the colt between feeds in the dark didn't frighten her. She learned a great deal about horses, and she also discovered that the nighttime sounds and smells of woodland life are different from daytime ones. Cassie found out that even horse mothers don't want to be pestered by their foals all the time. And when Cassie was nursing the foal, Sides Lady was glad to get an opportunity to rest. Every so often throughout the night, Wackabuck War Hero, who slept in the next stable, would pass some horse messages to Sides Lady. Whenever this happened, Sides Lady would prick up her ears, lift her tail up proudly, and answer back. While Cassie couldn't tell what Wackabuck War Hero was asking Sides Lady, the mare's response made Cassie laugh, as Sides Lady's face would seem to answer yes, but her words always sounded like no. When 6 o'clock arrived the following morning, and it was time for Cassie to make her way back to Blake Cottage before her parents got up, it was as though every farmyard and woodland creature signaled to her that it was time to go. Cassie slipped quietly out of the stable, looking bleary-eyed, and patted Wackabuck War Hero, who was poking his head outside the top half of his stable door. She then began the long walk home. Cassie arrived back at Blake Cottage at 7 o'clock, half an hour before her parents got up, and sneaked into her bedroom for a good sleep. Cassie had only been asleep for a few minutes when her mother yelled out,
"Time to get up, Cassie! Breakfast will be served in 5 minutes!"
Poor, tired Cassie dragged herself out of bed and washed her face with cold water to help her stay awake at the breakfast table. After breakfast, her dad went off to work, and her mum asked Cassie,
"And what do you intend to do today, love?"
Cassie had never lied to her parents, and she didn't intend to start now. Cassie replied,
"I'm going to take your advice, Mum, and have a nice, restful day. I think I'll walk out to the meadow and lie down beneath the large oak tree."
It took the tired Cassie twice as long today to reach the meadow, which somehow seemed twice as far away. When she eventually arrived at the oak tree, she lay down beneath its shaded branches, closed her eyes, and slept soundly for the next 5 hours. Although Cassie was over 1 mile away from Blake Cottage, the fields between her home and the meadow could be clearly seen from her mum's kitchen window. Cassie's mum was able to look out of her window and see her lying beneath the oak tree by using her dad's pair of binoculars and know that she was safe. Besides, there was nothing except clear fields and the meadow between Blake Cottage and Calder Farm, and nobody except Cassie ever walked between the two. For the next 6 weeks of the school summer holidays, Cassie worked through the night and slept through the day beneath the oak tree. Each night around 9 o'clock, Cassie would change into her pajamas and go to bed. Each night around midnight, when her parents were fast asleep, she would get out of her pajamas and change into some warm clothes before making her way across the fields to Calder Farm, where she would nurse and feed the foal until morning. Before Cassie started her midnight walk to Calder Farm, however, she would prop up a sealed letter against her pillow, marked, "To Mum and Dad," on the envelope. The letter inside told her parents where she was, what she was doing, and why she was doing it. Each morning, when she returned to her bed, she would find the letter unopened, where she'd left it the night before. As the nights and weeks passed, Cassie could see that the foal was getting stronger and hungrier. After 2 weeks, it could drink a full bottle of feed in 3 minutes, and it only needed to be fed 3 times a night instead of 6. 3 weeks into the summer holidays, and the cheeky foal began stealing the solid food of sugar beet, bran, cereal, and maize out of its mother's food trough. Sides Lady wasn't at all pleased with this new development, and would show her annoyance by pushing the foal away. During the 6th week, the foal was able to stand and hobble about on its 4 bandaged legs. Like its mother, Sides Lady, it had also developed a sweet tooth and loved the taste of sugar lumps. The nighttime visits to Calder Farm had worked, and by the time that Cassie returned to school, she had 3 special friends: Sides Lady, Wackabuck War Hero, and their young foal. Cassie's classmates were pleased to have her back with them, and they made a big fuss of her. 2 days after Cassie had gone back to school, Miss Bennett Barker invited the Blake family to have tea at Calder Farm, because she had some good news to tell them. When they arrived, Cassie immediately went towards the stables, but she found them all empty. Miss Bennett Barker smiled as she said to Cassie and her parents, "Do you fancy a walk before we have tea?" The four of them set off towards the meadow. When they got there, Cassie saw Sides Lady standing upright, and poking his head beneath her tummy was the foal, who was stealing milk from its mother. In the next field, watching over both mare and foal, was Wackabuck War Hero. He was still separated from Sides Lady, but now he was one field closer to her, and could rub noses with her whenever he wished, providing, of course, that she felt like rubbing noses. Miss Bennett Barker was so pleased with the foal's progress, she said to Cassie, "At first, Cassie, I really believed that we were fighting a losing battle. But somehow, since you came on the scene, things have just got better and better." Cassie decided there and then to tell the grown-ups what she'd done. Her parents were both annoyed with her, yet proud of her. And after she'd promised never again to sneak off anywhere without their permission, they forgave her. Miss Bennett Barker smiled warmly at Cassie and said, "Well, now, as we've got that matter out of the way, I'd like you to pick a name for the foal." Cassie was astonished, and her face beamed with pleasure. She looked proudly towards Miss Bennett Barker and said, "I'd like the foal to be called Midnight Fighter, because that was the time of day when it struggled the most to survive. It was also the time of day that I struggled the most to stay awake."
"An excellent choice," remarked Miss Bennett Barker. "So be it. Midnight Fighter it is then. Now, let's all return to the farmhouse and have a nice farmhouse tea. I've got some freshly baked scones that taste lovely with jam and cream."
Cassie still goes on her daily walk to the meadow. But the only difference is that she now takes 9 sugar lumps with her instead of 3. It took her quite a while, however, to figure out how to get 3 of the sugar lumps across to Wackabuck War Hero in the next field. She eventually decided that if she placed the sugar lumps ever so gently onto the tongue of Sides Lady, the mare could take them across to the next field and transfer them to the mouth of Wackabuck War Hero. It took Cassie 3 months to teach Sides Lady this trick, and hundreds of sugar lumps. Before Cassie had decided to tell her parents about her midnight visits to Calder Farm, they hadn't had a clue about what she'd been doing, although her mother had come the closest to discovering her secret on the morning following her very last night in the stables. That was when the 3 of them were sitting around the breakfast table, when all of a sudden, Cassie's mother remarked,
"Your hair's looking particularly beautiful today, Cassie dear. Why have you got a straw ribbon in it?"
Cassie had simply smiled back at her mum and said,
"I'll tell you later, Mum. I promise I will. It's a long story, and I'm just too tired to tell you now."